The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Thikari. Recorded on June 6th, 2014 at Tulsi Bhavan in Solferino, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text Number 21.
Yad yad acharati shrestas tattarevetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate.
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets, by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra scripture to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shivishakam Vitam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us the mission to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
So how can we successfully carry out Prabhupada's instruction? As Prabhupada says here, the teacher cannot tell the students not to smoke if he himself smokes. So if we want to do our duty of making the whole world Krishna conscious, what is the logical conclusion? We have to be Krishna conscious. And it's stated here in this wonderful shloka. Whatever standard the great man sets, everyone follows. So therefore, if we can all become purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the whole world will follow. So my point is this. Becoming Krishna conscious not only is service to Krishna, but it is also the best service to the suffering humanity. They sometimes say, what is that? Manu Seva, Prabhu Seva, but actually it's the other way around. Prabhu Seva, Manu Seva. By serving God, then you become the best service of men. When you water a tree, how do you water it? Do you water the leaves and branches or do you water the root? You do not water the leaves and branches. You water the root of that tree. So who is the root of our existence? Is humanity the root of our existence? Or is God the root of our existence? So this idea that by serving man you serve God, that is backwards idea. To water the tree, you water the root. Therefore you want to serve humanity, and that's very good. Then you must water the root of existence. And that is God. And by doing so, you will become an ideal person, a sadhu. And when people see that you become sadhu, they will be inspired by your example. That I must also become sadhu. You see. Why would that be inspiring to become sadhu? Because it's very enlivening being a sadhu. Does sadhu mean you have to become a sannyasi? Or a brahmachari? No. Arjuna was sadhu. If you study the 12 great sadhus, they are called the 12 Mahajanas. The greatest acharya, the greatest Vaishnava acharyas in the history of the universe. They are listed as follows in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Svayambhur Nadadashambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakirvyam. So Svayambhur, that's Lord Brahma.
Svayambhur, then there is Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, there's the four Kumaras, Lord Kapiladev, then there is Svayambhuva Manu, then there is Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, and Yamaraj. These are the 12 great authorities. Now, out of them, how many of these sadhus are sannyasis, brahmacharis, and how many of them are grihasthas? The majority are grihasthas. The majority of the great acharyas, they are grihasthas. So don't try to tell me that I cannot be a sadhu because I'm grihastha. I don't buy it. If you will follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada in any ashram, whether you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, in any ashram, if you will follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, you will become sadhu. You will be living in the spiritual world. Your home will be non-different from Vrindavan Dham. You will become a mandir. And you will have a very powerful, uplifting impact on the people with whom you associate. Indeed, you will have a powerful, uplifting impact on the entire world society. All you have to do is become sadhu. You. And you, or they're sleeping. Wake up, become sadhu. You become sadhu by hearing from the spiritual master, not by sleeping. By hearing from the spiritual master, you become sadhu. Even a small boy, Narad Muni, he was just a young boy, the son of a Sudra maidservant. But he went to the forest and he heard from the sadhus, he served the sadhus, and he took the remnants of the prasadam of the sadhus, and he became sadhu as a young boy. Actually, the young age, that's the best time to start, you see. Because the younger you are, the less bad habits you have. As we grow older, we get more and more and more bad habits that are harder to break. So therefore, you should start at the young age. You become sadhu now. It's much easier to start as a young boy when you don't have so many bad habits, you see. So everyone should become sadhu. And that way you'll become happy. You can make your family members happy. Indeed, you will deliver your family members from the cycle of birth and death. No more taking birth again in this material world. So this is our request. Become ideal Vaishnavas. Don't remain foolish fruit of workers simply struggling for a few pieces of bread, nor a few chapatis. You struggle to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness.
And then you will not feel the struggle of this material existence anymore. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Why are onion and garlic not allowed? It is Vedic injunction in the Manusmriti that they are not suitable for eating. And actually they stink. They're stinky food. They have bad smell. Would you offer some stinky thing to Krishna? Krishna says we offer nice, tasty, delicious, not stinky food. What happens if someone wears a neck bead but continues to eat onions and garlic? They will have bad breath. You won't get it close to them, you see. How can we have an idea that our karma bag is empty? There's only one way to free your karma bag, and that's surrender to Krishna. Krishna clearly says, Sarva moksha yashami sarva babhe pyo sarva papi pyo. I will deliver you from all of your sins if you surrender to me. Since the spiritual master is doing so much for the disciples, taking him to the spiritual world, one devotee told me that he is chanting an extra round of Hare Krishna mantra for his guru. How do you appreciate this small act? Why only one extra round? Why not 16 extra rounds? Chant 32. Actually, every round of japa you chant is for the benefit for your spiritual master. Because how will he deliver you? He delivers you from this material world because if you develop a taste for the name, then you're delivered. So actually, your 16 rounds are for the benefit of your spiritual master. Not that you have to chant an extra round for the benefit of your guru. Every single one of your rounds is for the benefit of your guru. Or do you want to chant 16, 17, 18, 19, 20? Go on, keep chanting. The more you chant, the more you benefit your spiritual master. Does ISKCON have a program for the leaders of the world? Yes, we do. Come to us and we'll train you how to become leaders. Don't you continue being a cheater in the name of leader. You come here, you sit down, you listen, and we will train you how to become leaders of the world. When I hear the songs of Radha Madhava, Jai Radha Krishna, I start weeping and shivering. My son tells me it is Maya. Is it really Maya, or am I getting closer to Krishna?
It depends on which song you're singing of Radha and Krishna. If it's some Sahaja song, you're in Maya. If it's an authorized song from Acharya, then you're becoming Krishna conscious. Some family members are strongly against Krishna consciousness. Devotees have a tough time with them. How can we help them out? The reason they're having a tough time with them is because they think that they are their family members. They should realize what is the actual family. Krishna is the father, and everyone is my family member. But if I identify family in relationship with my body, I'm definitely going to have a hard time in this material world. And I definitely will. Can we chant Japa for someone who has departed from this world? Will he or she get benefit if we chant one round of japa for them? No. Don't waste your time with these sentiments. There's millions of people who departed from this material world. You're going to chant japa for all of them? Why only one person? But if you will chant for your own deliverance, that will automatically deliver them. When you become a pure devotee, you will deliver so many generations of your family. So you just chant for your own benefits. Chant to become a pure devotee. And that will give the greatest benefit to many generations of your family members. Can you explain the origin of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Yes, I can. It comes from Krishna. Many people think of Srila Prabhupada because of their enviousness. Can they become Krishna conscious? In other words, some people don't think nicely about Prabhupada because they're envious. Can they become Krishna conscious in their next birth? Anyone who offends Srila Prabhupada by thoughts, words, and deeds, it's going to take a long time for them to get out of this material world. Sooner or later they'll get out, but it's going to be a long time for them. Yeah. Vaishnava Parada against a great acharya like Prabhupada is the greatest offense. Can you please explain the position of Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh? I will give you the explanation of the Brahma Samhita. First of all, Lord Shiva is described. Charam yatanda divikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahitata pitagasti heto yashambhutam apitata samubaiti karyan govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Just as milk is transformed into yogurt, by the action of acids. But the effect, yogurt, is neither the same as nor different from its cause, milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda of whom the state of Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is the transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. Now there's another verse Lord Vishnu is described.
Yashyaikanishvitarakalamatavalam yajivanti loma vilaja jagananda Vishnur mahansa ihakashakala visheso govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Brahma and other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of Mahavishnu. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is a portion of the portion. And now Lord Brahma writes a verse describing himself also. He says, Basavanyatashma shakaleshu najeshu teja yashi, let's see, Brahmadikit, how does it go? Let's see, it goes, it's Basavanyatashma, is that the right beginning? Bashvan yatashma shakaleshu nadesha teja sviyam kiyat prakatayatta pitad vadatra brahma yaesha jagananda vidanda karta govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda. Take it line by line to make it easy for yourself. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion Brahma receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world. Just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear the names of Suryakanta, etc. So that's the proper understanding of Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. How to control our senses? Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. If you know the Sanskrit, Rishik means senses, Isha means controller, so Rishikesha means the controller of the senses. So if you engage your senses in the service of the controller of the senses, then your senses become controlled automatically. Question: is a 30-year imprisonment equivalent to the death penalty? No, it's not.
No.
Question is to be asked because of the abolition of the death penalty in Mauritius. Because of the abolition, you just abolished the death penalty? Just see, now in this country, it's legal to kill babies, but not to kill murderers. You can kill an innocent baby, that's okay. But a murderer cannot be put to death. These are symptoms of the age of Kali. This means the demons are taking over this planet. In every part of the world, the demons are taking over this planet. And we have to defeat them by the Sankirtan Yagyam. In Mauritius, many people follow different societies like Sai Baba. Are they bona fide? No, they're bogus. Will they go to the spiritual planets? No, they will go to the darkest region of hell. These bogus gurus are going to hell, and the followers are going to hell with them.
This is a question from a child.
The question from a child. Jai, thank you very much. What must me do to become a sadhu? That's described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 9, text number 14. Satatang kirtayanto mang yajantascha dhridharvrita. Always chanting my glories and giving great determination, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So you should chant Hare Krishna as much as possible, 24 hours daily. That's how you become sadhu. Do prayers to ancestors and the devatas lead only to material gains? Yeah, they do. That's only, they're just for material purposes. We are meant to pray to Krishna. Krishna says, Kamaishtashtai Hritagyana Prapadyante Nyadevata Tamtam Niyamamashtaya Prakritaniyatasvaya. Those whose minds are bewildered by material desires surrender unto the demigods and offer worship to them. So demigod worship, ancestor worship, this is all material. It's based on foolishness. As we gave the example previously, when you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. So why do you want to water the leaves and branches? Why not water the root? The ancestors, there are some of the different leaves on the tree, that's all. The demigods are leaves on the tree. When you worship them, when you water the root, all the leaves are watered automatically. Do you know how many demigods there are? 33 million. You want to worship all of them? What if you leave one out when you do demigod worship? What if you forget to worship the demigod of the bowels? You become constipated. So instead of trying to worship all the different demigods for this purpose and just worship Krishna, everything finished in one stroke. Where is the time to do 33 million pujas? Does anyone have time for 33 million pujas? In your entire life, can you do 33 million pujas? So why do you want to worship the demigods? Just worship Krishna and finish all of your business immediately.
So, looks like the questions ran out. That's it? Okay, well, I'm delighted all of you have come tonight. I'm delighted you've heard very nicely. This boy woke up. I'm really indebted to them. Rishi, if he woke up, that means he's becoming a sadhu now. He becomes sadhu by hearing. This boy is also hearing very nicely, you see. By hearing, you become sadhu. That's a simple thing. You want to become a sadhu? Just hear. Hear from the saintly teachers, and you'll become a sadhu. It's all you have to do. Simply sit and hear from the saintly teachers, and by that process of hearing, taking it into your heart, you'll become a sadhu. It's not difficult. You simply have to hear it from the proper source, and then you'll become sadhu. So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Is Vishnu present now in the Maharaj ki jai?